all people involved in that incident. Jason.
Body camera footage. So I'm hopeful in the coming weeks. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices.
The Views' Raven Simone last week causing a firestorm of controversy about race, culture, and ethnic sounding names. She has since apologized for the comments, but the issue isn't a new one, and this one is not going away. We're asking tonight, are ethnic sounding names a barrier to getting jobs for black people? Can they ruin your resume? Well, joining me to talk about this are attorney and TV personality Star Jones and corporate human resources expert Solandra Fleming. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. I'd love to hear from you about this one tonight. As I said, this is not an old, this is not a new issue at all. So, Solandra, Star, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you for having me.
Star, let me start with you, because you're coming to town, and this really goes to the very heart of why you are coming to town. You've got a professional diversity network. It's happening in Crystal City. Tell us about that real quick.
Sure, absolutely. We are hosting, the National Association of Professional Women is hosting a diversity career fair. We are looking for members of the diverse communities to come out and join us. If they are job seekers actively, meaning they don't have a job, or they are underemployed, or if they are passive job seekers, which I always think we all are, these are people who are looking for the next opportunity to succeed. So, yes, it will be on Tuesday, October 20th in Crystal City at the Embassy Suites from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., and it really does include what I call the new diversity, and that includes blacks, Asians, Latin Americans. It includes the LGBT community, the disabled, veterans, and the largest diverse community there is, which is women. It's the new diversity, or as I like to say, it's not your grandmother's diversity. And my company, Professional Diversity Network, puts these career fairs on all across the country, and I'm excited that we're bringing it to D.C. So bring your resumes, come dressed to impress, and dressed to get a job, because we've got some great employers coming out looking for people just like you.
And see, and here's the thing about this. And by the way, of course, this information is going to be posted on WHUR.com after the program. And it is October 20th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I want to make sure that I have that information. But see, okay, so here's the thing. This comment by Raven Simone that came up last week really blew the wheels off of social media.
Just to bring it back, can we take back racist and say discriminatory? Because I think that's a better word.
Yes, it is a much better
word. That's a better word. And I am very discriminatory against words like the ones that they were saying in those names. I'm not about to hire you if your name is Watermelon Andrea. It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to hire you.
Really? But that's not your fault. That's King not their Kong fault.
I would be such a beautiful King Kong Cliche.
Well, there you have it. Now, obviously, as we said earlier, wow, I can't even fix my mouth to even think about this. But Raven Simone did apologize for this. But is there some truth to this, Solandra? When you are looking at resumes, yes, you are a black woman, but when you're seeing ethnic names, does it give you pause? Have you ever had a conversation with perhaps some of your white colleagues about the, as we could say, musical sounding names?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I do recruit and have been doing it for many years. I can typically tell if a name has an ethnic undertone, as can many others, and some are more distinct than others. You have to look at the name. If you're going to give someone a call, if you're interested in the resume, you have to look at the name. And yes, others have commented. They're not always comments just about the ethnicity, but other things. And if the name is difficult to pronounce, then that sometimes can signal something for a hiring manager. But there are reactions, and it is real. And I think that Raven Simone's comment proves it. Even off the cuff, that was her initial reaction, and she's a person of color.
Indeed. All of this came about from the Journal of Evolution and Human Behavior. There was a study that was published last week that was suggesting that comparing ethnic-sounding names to non-ethnic-sounding names suggested some racial bias. For example, you may have a Jamal, you may have a Deshaun, as opposed to a Connor or a Wyatt. Star, and you are a star, but Star, can we put it out there? That's not the full name that you were given at birth, right?
Actually, you know, it's so interesting. You have two women on the show that comment about this, and we both have different sounding names.
Mm-hmm.
My actual birth given name is Starlet. And S-T-A-R-L-E-T. So people think I made up Star, just short for what my given name was. And I've been Star since I was a little girl. But the point of this entire exercise is to acknowledge that there is unconscious bias that goes on all the time when it comes to hiring practices. I wrote about this in April in the Diversity Job Report, that most hiring managers tend to want to hire people that look like them, think like them, and share similar backgrounds. And what we've been doing for a long time at Professional Diversity Network is really encouraging human resource managers, talent acquisition executives to acknowledge the unconscious bias and recognize it and to put some tools in place so that it does not impact on how they hire.
Mm-hmm.
So ethnic-sounding names is one thing. But one of the real tests that you can do is you can actually write up what your job description is, what your perfect employee looks like on paper, and go through resumes based solely on what you have put down as your must-haves or don't want.
Okay.
And then you're not even paying attention to what the person's name is. So that's one thing that you can actually do. And we all do it.
Yeah,
it's,
indeed.
There's no question that we do it. Obviously, Raven's comments caused a lot of people to pause.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, there's something about each and every one of us that could cause a hiring manager to say, well, they are not familiar with me, and I would rather have somebody who I have more in common with.
Well, let me see what our listeners are saying about this. We've got a lot of calls on the line. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Kumi, calling from Washington, D.C. Kumi, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I grew up in America. I'm fully Americanized, even though I'm born in Nigeria. My name is Kumi, K-U-M-I. And every time I put that on a resume and send it out, I just don't get a response. So I have to develop an alias, send an Americanized name, and then my phone instantly blows up like magic.
Really?
And
so
yeah,
what's the name?
How it is. I've gotten accustomed to it, but it's not fair. Mm. I get it, though.
Yeah, so what's the Americanized name that you use, Kumi?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I use Kim Allen.
Kim Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you say you get the phone calls and you get the call backs for jobs and the like.
Instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly.
So what happens when they call you in and then you say, well, my real name is Kumi. Do you ever have a conversation with a prospective employer about that, who may not be a person of color?
Every time.
What do they say?
Once I present my real name, I have to explain why I was why I initially used Kim Allen.
Mm.
And it turns out to be a conversation that makes people think.
An aha moment?
Can you hear me?
Yes, an aha moment, so to speak.
An aha moment, exactly. Yeah. And okay. It actually, sometimes it becomes a point of humor, but it's just, it's every time.
Okay.
Every single time.
Kumi, thank you for calling. I appreciate that. Solandra, you were nodding your head when Kumi was talking.
Yes, there's a man last year whose video went viral, and actually the Huffington Post picked this story up. I think it was last September. Jose. And he applied through Craigslist and other venues online for jobs, didn't get any calls back, and he dropped one letter, changed his name to Joe, and within a week his phone was blowing up. The Huffington Post picked this up and wrote about it. There was another research study that was released last year about this same thing, and it happens. And I think we just need to understand that, as Star has said, we all have prejudices, we all have biases. Hopefully a trained and qualified an intelligent professional is not going to discriminate based on name, but it can happen.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What's in a name? Is an ethnic-sounding name a resume ruiner? Let me go to Samantha calling from Upper Marlboro. Go right ahead, Samantha.
Yes, I personally feel like the comment that Raven Simone made was racist.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at the various industries, such as the medical industry and the IT industry, where there isn't a heavy population of people of color, there are difficult names. I have a specialist right now, and I cannot pronounce his name. And so when you're saying, and I'm just assuming here that she's saying as an assistant or someone in an administrative role.
We don't know. She just spoke about hiring.
Well, when I trust my health care to an individual from a foreign country and their name comes with difficulty, you mean an American has an issue because she chooses to have something that is uncommon?
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though what she said was racist because she focused on only one ethnic group.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Samantha, thank you so much for your comment. Star, here's something that I know you can relate to. You know, both you and I have had extensive television experience, and we are of the same, about the same age or so. Here's the thing that has happened, and I'm sure you've seen it even in the broadcast industry. A lot of women and men, but specifically women, black women who are now sitting in anchor chairs, are no longer Susans and Jones and Marys. We are starting to see Akeishas and Kranitas, and they are perfectly qualified inside and out, but they have those names. Have you seen that kind of thing even in your field as a TV personality?
Oh, absolutely. I've seen Aisha. I've seen Keisha. And by the way, Keisha, I learned, is an Irish name. There's a whole lot of Irish Keishas out there.
Mm-hmm.
And some spell it K-E-C-I-A, K-E-C-H-I-A, K-E-S-H-A. So you could presume to know who you're going to see by looking at the name and absolutely miss the vote.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, it's a really great situation that I learned of on how one industry dealt with this kind of unconscious bias. The music industry, in terms of the symphonies and the orchestras around the world in the 1980s, were predominantly white and male. And for the life of them, they could not get women and people of color in the orchestras. And what they found was there was such an unconscious bias that people of color and women were not qualified to sit in those first chairs. So what they instituted was what is now referred to commonly as the blind audition.
Mm.
And I like to say it was the voice before it was the voice, where they actually had people audition for the orchestra behind the long black curtain so that all you were doing was listening to the music. And what I really suggest is that we figure out how to institute blind auditions in other industries so that people get a fair chance to present their credentials. When someone is prepared for an opportunity to come to them, nothing should be beyond their reach. and a name should not prevent them.
I need to take a Star, hold on, because I need to take a break, and I want to bring you back to finish your point. So if you were on the phone, that includes Mike, it includes Abdul, and Akimbera. Yeah, we're talking about names tonight. Hold on. You will hear the program. I promise I will get to your phone calls. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. What's in a name? We'll talk about it more in just a bit.